Hollywood shit. So say goodbye to everything you ever knew before, and I'd understand if you went running at the door. And I'll keep you safe, and no harm will ever come to you, I swear. And I'd kill if they even dare.
Your Highness.
Mr. Boot.
How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. We had a really good time this weekend.
So did. Rock hunted and waiters.
Yeah, with waiters.
So cool how they like suction to your leg. Yeah. I've never been in waiters.
Feels good.
Before.
You can get cold in those things real quick if you're not careful.
It's really hard to record this today. I wanted to go down with the waiters again.
It's the most beautiful day we've had all season.
It's sweaty hot today. You got the sun shining on you. You look great. Mm. Feels good. Mm. Welcome to Michigan Murders and Music, where we discuss murders in our gorgeous state. We top it off with a little homegrown music. Leaving you with a happy ending.
I would like
a good note.
Yeah. I would like to give an explicit.
You would like to stop interrupting me?
Oh. I'd like to give an explicit content warning, if I may.
What the fuck for?
I don't know. You want me to throw a stone at you?
God damn it. I forgot about that.
Uh-huh.
Now you're in deep shit again. Now I'm pissed again, you fucking fuck. Asshole.
So
stop throwing stones in my direction.
I am sorry.
For the you're half blind.
I can't hit
for fuck's
a
sakes.
Broadside of a barn, but I can hit Her Highness
every
with a
time
rock.
In the chest, in the gut, in the kidney, in the head.
I am sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Go on with your goddamn content.
If you find out that your daughter has been collecting spiders in jars,
yes,
and then putting two spiders together in another jar with a fly in there and making them fight each other
to death
for the food.
Yeah.
That's a really bad thing. It's, and that's not on us.
We don't have insurance for spider fights at all.
Nope. No spider fights.
Also,
that's just
that's
a creepy
pretty fucked
thing.
Up.
Yeah. That's a thing though.
People do it.
Mm.
I've heard of weirdos.
Thank you for allowing
where it
us
all begins.
To seep into your ears.
Thank you for letting us seep into your earballs. We have some new listeners.
Oh, let's hear.
We have DSWEJ1. We have Kevin Geerling, Midland's True Crime Podcast. Haven't listened to him yet. Have
Kevin
him queued
Geerling.
Up.
Nice.
Yeah. And last but not leastest, Melissa Macas. She's a riot.
Melissa.
She has been so fucking much fun to talk to. Thank you, guys. Share us with friends. Please join us on Facebook, Instagram. Share us with your friends and your coworkers. That would be freaking nice.
This week, we are featuring a really cool dude.
He's out of Holland, Michigan, and sometimes travels to Nashville.
Really cool. Yep. Mm-hmm. Jacob Hookwater.
I'm excited. The song is called Something New, and I think you guys might like it. Mm-hmm. Where are we going to
tonight? Today we are going to a city on the west side of Michigan.
Throwing my hand up.
Yep. We all know where Wyoming, Michigan is by now because we've done shows about that.
What if this is their first time listening?
Right, it's right down here at that.
So you're going below
right
the pinky. Right about by the second hand line.
It's West Michigan, and population of approximately 70,000.
You grew up there.
I did.
No wonder it's tainted.
And we hung out there last night.
We did. Mm-hmm. No wonder it's tainted. It's triply tainted.
Stop saying taint.
No, because you like that word.
I do.
Makes you giggle. Who are we talking about, though?
This is Brady Osterreich.
Good old Brady.
Yep.
Osterreich.
From Wyoming, Michigan.
He grew up with three siblings in a rather religious-like family. They homeschooled their children.
Mm-hmm.
Ick.
Well,
I'm not a homeschool advocate. I'm just going to tell you guys all right now. I don't think it's a good idea.
So he had to go to church camp in Montana, the wilderness school of the Bible.
Yeah.
Had to go to Haiti trips for their church.
Yeah, they went down there and like built things and in return for making them listen to
which
him
is really
preach
great
about God.
Exactly.
he did graduate from high school. That is known. Mm-hmm. His mother was a very described as a very protective homeschooling her son with intermittent periods
spent at private schools.
Private schools.
In my take on that, it's like when mom needed a little break.
Yeah.
So she sent him off to
another reason.
A private school.
Mom will go crazy if she has to spend 24/7 with her children. Oh.
Excuse me.
My God.
I did not expect that.
This ass fuck went on to take technical training classes before becoming a supervisor at a power company, earning a decent salary enough to buy his first home in his early 20s.
He's a smart guy.
Pretty good.
Yeah, and we know the power company. It's called Consumers Energy.
Yep.
Yep. On the east side of the state, it's called DTE.
Yep.
Whoever provides your power. He went on to become a lineman.
An electrical lineman. Mm-hmm. Not a football lineman. Mm-hmm. Brady had an unusual hobby, and people dogged the fuck out of this hobby, and I don't think it's very nice to. It does end up coming into play in this story, but he was into the Renaissance era, medieval times. He liked to collect medieval weapons. He had one of those things with a chain with a spiky ball on the end.
Oh, it's called a mace.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. He had one of those. He had just chain link gloves like a jouster would wear or something. I don't know. He just collected weird things. Everybody thought that was really...
Yeah, so he collected all that stuff.
Psycho.
It's not
psycho. There's a boatload of people that do that. Why would they host Renaissance fairs if people weren't into it? Right.
They're not all killing
it
each other with maces and swords.
He also had like swords and crossbows. He had one of those cool metal helmets where like the piece comes down over your nose.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, he had one of those. Kind of wanted it.
Well, his family said he was kind and gentle. What? You've got to say the name. I can't say it.
His friend, Andrew Weiner. Come on, wouldn't you change your fucking last name?
I'd change it to Richard.
Okay, wait. Oh, Dick Weiner.
Richard Weiner.
I'm saying, wouldn't you change your last? Okay.
No.
Andy Weiner.
Knock it off. Trying to read this. Friends would say odd things like he hid knives around his house, always carried guns, all kinds of things.
He had knives like hidden in his couch in every corner of the house, I guess. He started hiding knives. I think he was a little paranoid.
I think so. At one point,
oh my God, this part killed me.
With roommates, Osterreich accidentally fired a Desert Eagle 50 cal handgun while waving the gun. The stray bullet passed through a kitchen wall and hit Failing's car and smashed into the alternator. That's pretty messed up. Wrecked his bro's car. Okay.
I'm not going to say damn near killed him. It's getting old.
I have a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Had a neighbor.
Oh.
Who was very much into guns.
Mm-hmm.
Still a friend of mine. I like him and his wife very much.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a friend over one time and they were doing gun play in their kitchen.
I'm out. I am out.
And a shot went off. It actually went off and shot through the bathroom up into the upstairs where the dude's wife was sleeping.
She could have been shot.
It was close. Really close.
Dude, that would scare the ever-loving fuck out of me.
Yeah, he showed me all the holes where the bullet went.
I know this isn't funny to laugh at, but it's so atypical.
It's such a stupid
fucking thing for people to do. Like, I'm just going to wave my gun around like it's
Bam,
my dick.
It goes off.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Whoa. My finger accidentally hit this thing and there's bullets in it. Who would have known?
Yeah, I was just
what
cleaning it.
What a surprise.
It mm-hmm.
For fuckity fuck sakes. Maybe God got into his brain too much. He couldn't think straight.
Probably. After 2 years, both roommates left, and Osterreich's behavior was becoming more and more strange.
He had bad body odor, dude.
Yikes.
He wouldn't clean. His house was ridiculously messy. Pizza boxes. Oh, guess what else he had in his house?
What?
Jugs of pee next to his TV. And I'm not going to say any more about that. He also had these little tiny cameras inside of birdhouses in his home, including the bathroom.
So he met a woman at Bible school. In 2002, she described Brady as her teddy bear.
Did you look at the guy? He's huge. He's got a big old teddy bear belly.
Yeah, I get that.
I'd call him a teddy bear, too.
As long as he's soft and gentle and all that kind of stuff.
He seemed to be.
Not a killer bear.
He would end up dating her for 7 years, according to his family. He finally asked her for his hand in marriage, giving her a $30,000 ring.
God, $30,000.
I don't even know.
For a ring.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. Mm-hmm. It was diamond and sapphire, from what I understand.
That better have been a really good piece of tang.
Or taint. She also said he never had any violent tendencies. In other words, he was a teddy bear. He was nice. He wasn't mean. He didn't get road rage. None of the things. He wasn't out back burning the neighbor's cat.
But apparently she smelled something wrong. They were engaged to be married in 2012, and she called off the wedding 1 month before.
You know what? I don't know if she smelled something wrong or if she was using him. Because it turns
she
out...
She did keep the ring.
She kept the ring, so she could have pawned that for some money. And he was sending her money throughout that time. And he depleted his bank account and his 401k over her.
Dude, this gets even better.
So, excuse me.
I didn't even think about that while I was reading it.
She could have just been a scam likely. She could have been like, I'm a scammer and I'm going to try him out, make him think I love him a long time. And then I'm going to drop him a month before we get married. That was very heartbreaking.
After the breakup, he became very deeply depressed. In May 2014, an ad read by Brady on Craigslist by a woman who was looking for a friendship.
It's probably like WFLF.
I don't know what letters you're trying to say.
White female looking friendship. Oh. I don't know how things go.
Something. Okay. He offered her a place to live as she wanted. She wanted to move, so she agreed.
Okay, lady. Ladies, don't do this. What the fuck? You don't just meet a dude on Craigslist, talk to him via whatever, text, and then just move in with him. Holy shit.
Something we're going to discover here is she had a bit of a rape and abduction fantasy. Yeah, he goes to her house and asks her to get into a suitcase. This is where things get really weird.
This is kind of where I assume they had previous, like, fantasy sexual conversations because she was willing. She was not only willing to go with him,
probably
in a car,
thinking
but
about
she
that.
Got into a suitcase into his car.
Yep. He opened the suitcase and sprayed something in there that drugged her up.
That's just fucking weird. What would you be able to spray in there that would drug somebody up like that? I don't know. What's that stuff called? Chloroform? Maybe it's chloroform.
Could be.
Everything just seems fucked up and wrong about this, but the lady just went along with it. Well, once she was drugged up, she really couldn't, but think about that. Would he just like quick open the zipper corner and be like, and lock the little baby lock again or something?
Right.
What the fuck?
With the 3 zeros as
all
the code for
that. Kinds of what the fuck. It'd be 666 for sure. Suitcase code 666. He gets her out of the car and suitcase and takes her inside his home. Mm. She said his house was a fucking shithole.
So this home in the city of Wyoming is on Taft Street, which is... Taft Avenue. Yep.
Taft Ave.
That is...
We were just by there.
So, oh my God, we were just yesterday.
I didn't want to drive by the house.
But it's about 4 blocks away from where I grew up as a kid. And that's just creepy to me.
How old were you when...
Shit-stained Brady is 4 years older than me, which is the same age as my stepbrother. I hung out with Bruce, my stepbrother, a lot. You know, he just toted me around.
That'd be weird, wouldn't it? I wonder if Bruce knows this guy.
He probably does.
I'm going to ask Bruce if he knows him. Yeah.
Yep.
So he gets this lady, puts her in a suitcase, sprays something in there, gets her into his home, right? And so now he's got her in there, and she's like, what are all these cameras about? And he's like, well, I'm kind of paranoid. Okay, red flag number 862, lady.
Yeah, come to find out he's not paranoid. He just likes watching footage and jerking off afterwards.
It's so gross. He walks around in his underwear. Thank God they're not whitey tighties. At least they're boxers. He's
not an attractive man.
Kind of not so gently asks her to be his sex slave.
She agreed.
She did, because there was a gun involved in this asking. Agreed. She's shown the chains in the basement, and she's, okay, I'm going to do this. I'll play along and see how it goes, right?
Yeah, he asks if she would do something, and if she says no, then he just rapes her anyway.
But whenever he wanted to do it, she just agreed with it and went along. Save her own life, probably. Mm. He also didn't just use her as a sex slave. He basically used her as a slave, made her clean his house. She said it took 2 days to make it even livable. It was so gross. Just used her for everything. And when he left for work, she was chained to the floor in the basement.
And sometimes he would lock her in a dog cage for up to 10 hours at a time.
Yes.
One of those dog cages like we have downstairs for our dog.
The exact same size.
Yeah.
I can't even. Yeah. And I like to sleep in small spaces, but no thank you. This happened for about a month, and she did manage to escape and get to a local abuse shelter. Somehow, she stayed in contact with him. I don't know if he stalked her or if she was still, like, keeping in contact with her, but he talks her into coming back.
She stays for about another month when Brady beats her badly, and then she escaped again, and she went to the cops this time, but decided not to press charges.
I don't understand
that. Come on.
We all know you rarely win the case. That's just proven. Sorry how it goes. It sucks. But at least there would have been a record of something that he did.
Right. And it did go into a file somewhere.
Names are
there.
She did make sure that the cops were aware that he had children's things there. Sippy cups and children books. We don't know if this is for a sexual fantasy or if he was trying to lure children in. He did not have nieces or nephews that we know of.
That's kind
of
weird.
It's just weird. I don't know if they, I mean, what, how, you can't follow up on that.
Right.
Oh, he's got kids' toys. So what am I going to do? Go arrest him for having kids' toys?
Right.
We've got nothing.
Little time goes by, and then July 2, 2014, a young pregnant lady, Brooke, made a post on Craigslist stating she needed $50 by 3:30 p.m. today.
That's exactly what it says.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says.
Need some gas. She's a quick mess, whatever. And everyone in her house has bronchitis, and I don't want to get sick. I'm 8 months pregnant. My lungs are all squished as is. If you could help me and my daughter, it would be greatly appreciated.
It was often noted that she would post on Craigslist, bang for cash.
That sounds like a prostitution.
It is. Her family claimed that she was victim of 25-year-old Charlie Appenier, who was pimping her out. That was her boyfriend. We don't know. She could have been willing and just told her family different things, or her family could assume that. We don't know how the situation went.
Right.
Either way, the two were working together. He would go with her and protect her so she didn't have to go these places alone.
Mm-hmm.
And not get hurt, right?
Such a gentleman.
He's a good guy.
Your Highness?
Oh, yes.
I'm thirsty.
Okay. Let us pause. Either way, I'm not judging. She needed money. She had to do what she had to do. That's fine. At one point, she did post that she was looking for a girlfriend or a friend with benefits because her boyfriend is into this weird open relationship stuff. That kind of did play a little funny to me, but it just sounded like she was really willing. Her own parents had gotten a divorce, and she was just really trying to keep her relationship together.
10 days after she posted that she needed cash that day, Brady Oestreich comes across this message, and he's wallowing in his filth and grief from a recent breakup.
His username on Craigslist was Mike's Hard.
Mike's Hard. And Brooke started a conversation.
Brady stated to Brooke that he could host. What are you thinking? I'm 25. He is actually 31.
Oh, such a age discrepancy.
This whole thing confused me for a minute because I'm not into the
Sex for hire
thing. So I was like, is that a typo? I realized I can host. We can do it at my house or we can fuck at your house.
Right.
That's what it means. So after Brady stated that he can host, he said, what are you thinking? I'm 25. Brooke replied with, Well, we are looking for donations if possible, kind of in a tight spot, and we have a baby on the way. As far as the fund goes, though, there won't be any mail.
Brady offers Brooke $120 and says he can come get them.
She replies with, no, we can travel. We just can't host is all. When and where would you like to meet up?
Yeah, this
whole thing gives me crazy. The creepy critters.
I feel a little, like, icky.
I feel dirty.
Reading this.
I know. It's their own
especially
personal
knowing,
messages.
You know, it's on Taft Avenue and close to home when I was a kid.
Well, Brady's right. All about it. He asks if they can meet in a park around 11:30 p.m.
Brooke is worried about indecent exposure and getting in trouble, like banging in a car or something?
Yeah.
Or in the park?
Yeah. Brady claims, though, that there are never any cops in this park. Dude, it's Wyoming. There are fucking cops everywhere.
They have a large
and they are known to kind of be... I'm not going to say it. Okay, they have a large police department. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. And that the park was along a wooded area, and it'll be private. Everything's going to be fine. You won't get busted for indecent exposure, I promise.
Yeah, I promise. So she agrees to meet Brady at Gazan Park in Wyoming.
So jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, her boyfriend, Charles, goes with her to these meetings. They met him there, and they were never seen again.
Yep.
Simple just like that. Mm-hmm. Fucking sucks.
July 12th, 2014, Brooke and Charles go missing.
The next day, on July 13th, the man who was at Gazan Park said he saw a man with a white mask peering into his car, so he called the cops. You know, the cops didn't find a guy with a white mask, but they did find this abandoned vehicle of Charlie's. Mm-hmm. So they started, like, the abandoned vehicle process. You know, you got to ticket it, and then you got to...
Mm-hmm. Put a sticker on it.
You know, mark the tires or whatever they do. I don't know.
In the following days, they did minor searches around the car.
Each time they went back and reticketed, they'd kind of search a little more around the park. Mm-hmm. July 16th, near the park, under a pile of sticks, the police did find Charlie Appenier's body. Unfortunately, his head had been removed where he was killed.
And they couldn't find it.
They weren't able to locate it. What is wrong with people in Michigan and decapitation? Jesus H. fucking Christ.
So messed up. They go to the couple's apartment. Brooke is still missing at this point.
They get on the computer and they, you know, they get their computer dude and find out that Brooke was having this conversation between Mike's Hard and Brooke and Charlie. We don't know who was at the keyboard. It could have been Brooke. It could have been Charlie. But we know Mike's Hard was at the other end.
Mike's Hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's so bad.
Mike's so hard.
During the 5 days of police trying desperately to put this case together, Brady is at his house torturing Brooke.
Dude, it's sick.
He put her in handcuffs, wrapped a chain around her neck, and hooked her arms up into a pulley system and suspended her from the ceiling.
She's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
It's already sick to do that, but this motherfucker...
Oh, that's
that just
that's
takes it to
person.
Another level. It's what the actual fuck, you fucking fuck.
A search warrant was requested, and they started watching his house on July 17th.
The cops were able to connect the Craigslist post with an email, which connected to another email, which connected the dots to another email, which connected to Mike's Hard-On on Craigslist, who they found out was also Jote Amos.
Oh?
On Facebook. It was really just Brady Ostrich.
Okay.
Jote means something I can't remember. It's an anagram, the word I'm thinking of. Boot, you said they gave the search warrant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Literally just hours before the cops started their surveillance on Brady's home, Brady was inside committing these god-awful things on sweet little Brooke.
Yeah, and on top of that, his closed-circuit TV cameras... caught all of his shenanigans.
All of it.
There was one in the bathroom. They caught everything.
You guys, they're not all on YouTube, but you can literally see the night that he gets ready to meet them. You can see him getting prepared, as in hanging chains and stuff from the ceiling. You see him laying out lingerie on top of the dog crate. It's disgusting.
So can you imagine those cops having to watch that?
No.
And try to figure it out?
Okay, we see just the stupid, gross Brady walking around. They had to watch what he did to her. and her unborn basically could be a full-grown baby at that point. She could have that baby, and it would
live. At 8 months, yeah. Brady knew the cops were outside watching him.
Houses are pretty close in those, you know, it's a city neighborhood.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy to see your hood. Plus, Brady was hearing news reports on Facebook and on TV that Charles' body had been found in Gazan Park. Mm-hmm. He was probably a little nervous, a little nervous. The cops are outside of his house watching the house, right? And they can't go in yet because they're waiting on the stupid search warrant. They really think that Brooke's in there because of the conversation, right?
So Brady hops into his car around 9:15 p.m. and races off at a high speed.
Not such a high speed for the cops, though. They were like,
Murr. They chased him down.
They did, but that was a wussy chase.
He literally had enough time to crash his car, which he did by chucking over a few lanes and smashing into an overpass.
He still had enough time to grab his gun and blow his brain out before the cops got to his car.
You know, in a way, this is very fortunate.
It is.
That he did.
Because
it saves the state of Michigan a whole lot of money.
Yeah, he doesn't get free dental and health insurance and jail.
You kind of want to see him suffer
what he did. But it just pisses me off that he took the crotch way
just
out.
Just being gone.
Such a crotch.
That's a good thing.
Pussy ass. I'm going to shoot myself because I can't deal with my consequences.
Unfortunately.
And also, why did it take the cops so long to catch him? Like, come on.
No.
You guys can watch the chase online. But tell me always if you there think if they're you, going
if you
slow.
Have a tie wrap on your license plate. You know, they'll pull you over
stupid.
For that.
Yeah.
A broken mirror.
Unfortunately, the car was like smashed. He killed himself. The trunk had a suitcase with Brooke's body in it.
Mm. The search of Brady's home was nuts. The police found multiple guns, weapons, and restraints. Loads of medieval memorabilia, chain link gloves.
You know, all the things I was saying.
Plus,
swords,
it was also dirtier than
gloves.
A pig's pen pen.
Yeah.
Pig's pen's pen?
Pig's pen's pen. It was nasty dirty in there. I mean, he in every corner had guns and such. It was absolutely ridiculous. In all, Brady kept Brooke for 5 days of abuse and slavery.
Doesn't seem like that long of a time, but that's horrible.
For that pregnant girl, we don't know if he fed her or anything. I don't know those details. I don't really want to know those details. It's already hard enough. Brady made her make a video that stated she was a willing partner in this. I mean, you can blatantly tell that she's not willing, you know, but it was like, I really want to experience she wants this as a fantasy thing again, basically.
And I know that
some people do.
Yes.
That's fantastic. I'm not judging. You can be into BDSM. Go for it if both people are so are willing. Whatever floats your boat. I'm all about it. Mm. But he did also show on video, he did force her to smoke pot, which I'm sure was heartbreaking for her because she really just wanted to be a good mom. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm going to throw this in because it's not in the story, but they did find letters that Brooke had started writing to her baby girl already. Oh, this is horrible. Yeah.
That breaks your heart.
Yes, it does.
They found a map with a few scattered pins all across of Michigan. There were 3 pins in the
all
west.
Across the U.S. of A.
Oh.
Yeah. There were pins all across the United States of America, but there were 3 pins in West Michigan and 1 in Detroit. Now, I'm just saying we are in the midst of making our own map.
We are.
That is just Michigan. One color is going to be the cities that we have covered murders in. Another color is going to be for places we visited. Third color is be places we want to visit. You guys know what our map means. It's out there. It's in the public. There you have it. Just in case.
You will see it eventually.
Police were worried, though, that this map could be a kill map. I mean, he did travel with his company a lot. The FBI were called in to make sure that there weren't other cases tied to this. The map kind of freaked him out a little bit, and I can see why.
During the kidnapping, Brady called a friend, whom he usually calls. She states that she really could not tell anything different about him at the time.
Nope. Just
He just sounded
normal. Completely normal. Didn't sound nervous or anything.
Brady was supposed to go to Vegas the day before.
Day before the chase.
Right. But he had just killed a man and was holding a lady hostage, so he canceled his plans in Vegas.
Which was actually a hookup with someone in Vegas, like that he did online.
This guy's he has some problems.
He's a piece of shit. So that kind of makes you think a little more about the map, doesn't it? That lady in Vegas looked into him online after he canceled, and she sees all of this come up.
What a mess.
Oh, my God.
That's
dodging
a bullet.
She was probably like, dude.
At that point, you got to change your ways as a person because, mm-mm.
That was close.
You just almost became a victim.
Absolutely. I guess that, you know, the FBI did do a lot of follow-up with the map. Apparently nothing came of it from what I could find. You guys know something different, please correct me.
They followed up on numerous online activities, but could not find evidence that he had murdered more people.
5 years after the beheading of Charles Gazan Park that horrible night, his final remains were found by a man in the woods looking for deer antlers about 20 minutes north of Wyoming.
Excuse me, Your Highness?
It was a skull.
Is that about where we live? About 20 minutes north of Wyoming?
No, it's... Okay, it's...
We're 19 minutes.
It's more in the six mile area over by the apple orchards.
Oh, over the... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
They discovered by... They could tell by the skull that Charles had been shot in the head before Brady removed it.
So at some point during those 5 days, he had to drive north to dispose of the head... Or maybe he brought it up to work with him and hid it where he was working.
I don't know.
Could be. You know, he's a lineman for
so
Consumers Energy.
Going everywhere. So either way, either way, Charles' family can have a wee bit of peace knowing that his body is complete.
Sadly, we cannot convict nor get any more information out of Brady because he killed himself. A little
bitch-ass bitch. Mm-hmm. Took his bitch-ass shitty way out his life. Ugh. I hate that.
Two young lives out.
Brooke and baby Audie Lynn. Isn't it a cute name?
It is.
Audie. I always say, I'm Audie.
Audie here.
I have to wonder if his Christian background had anything to do with this.
I can't speak to that.
Skewed way of thinking.
Personally.
And maybe he was rebelling. I don't know.
But, you know, there is something to that. You know, you get forced into a certain mold.
You know, there's also a lot of people that love the medieval festivals and times, and they collect all the things. That doesn't mean they're evil. So I hate that they kind of put that spin on it, because that's just stupid. It's like, oh, he listened to the song, so he must be a Satanist, or he must have killed him because of that.
Yeah.
You know, we've had some fucked up conversations with friends. You do. You sit around with friends. You're maybe playing a game. These guys are probably playing Dungeons and Dragons and shit, smoking some weed and
weird things come
drinking
up.
And they were shooting the shit and talking about just different things. Well, one of his friends said, I'm not going to tell you what she said. I'm going to play it for you. But I was just wondering, like, you know, when a friend says this, how do you know? Is that serious or is he just fucking around?
Play that clip. It's fantastic.
Okay.
From Brittany.
I don't want to say Brady was the kind of guy that just wanted to kill people, but at the same time, I think he just kind of wanted to kill people. He said he wished he can go back in time to an era in time where he can just kill people with his bare hands. And yeah, he mentioned going back to Viking periods. And
person, take that either way. I mean, it sounds pretty psycho.
Yeah, but if you're just hanging around and you're playing this Dungeons and Dragons game and you're in like a kind of a fantasy world,
it's not so uncommon to hear something like that.
It wouldn't seem uncommon.
Oh man, I'd like to kill people with
bare hands.
Dude,
that'd be so fucking crazy, wouldn't it?
I want to chop down a tree with an axe.
Let me roll my die and see how good I do. Oh, I got a 21. I chopped that tree down, bitch.
Yep. He was a little sheltered, apparently, and homeschooled and very into
Yeah, and it's great, but they use that in his medieval stuff against him, and I don't think that's fair. Also, I'm against homeschooling. I'm just saying, I think for maybe 1 out of 100 kids, it's probably good for.
Well, depending on the kid.
Right.
But mostly, no, the kids need social interaction.
To socialize, or they will become mental. I become mental being at home, not socializing.
Mm-hmm.
I am sure many people have become mental this past couple of years with vid going on and having to stay home and not being able to work. Sometimes work is your social outlet.
It is. Your Highness.
What?
What happened to the house where all this stuff
happened? Oh my gosh. Okay, so His sister was the executor of his will. Again, not uncommon. They let it sit for a while and paid taxes on it and paid all the things on it. And then they decided they, you know, they just went in and redid the entire house.
Nice.
Basically gutted it and redid it, right? Well, the neighbors were throwing a fit because they thought the house should be tore down.
Yeah, you can't just do that.
You can't.
The owner has to pay to have it torn down.
Yeah. Who's going to pay for that shit?
And then they have to try to sell
a
vacant lot.
Right.
You know.
Okay, I understand. Yes, we have torn down serial killer houses. It's a serial killer. He killed two people. I get it. It wasn't bloody and disgusting. I mean, yeah, it's horrible. It's fucking horrible. Don't get me wrong. Mm. All of this, everything we talk about is always fucking horrible. There's no doubt about that. But it wasn't like a goddamn bloodbath in there. And then they're like, oh, it's okay. We, you know, yeah, somebody died in there. We live in an old ass house. I'm sure 18 people died in this house.
At least one.
They probably had a funeral in the front room because that's what they did in the early 1900s.
Most likely.
That is the story of Brady, the psychotic wussy bag Oostrake, who killed his own ass self because he couldn't handle it. It is hotter than hell in this room right now.
You know, we need to open some windows.
Holy shit.
Now I'd like to smoke a cigarette.
What band listening to? Who? Oh, it's not even a band.
Okay. Jacob Hookwater. Let's hear this. It's really good stuff.
Jacob Hookwater spends his time between Holland, Michigan and Nashville, Tennessee. This song is called Something New. Thanks for listening.
Like Russian dolls, we speak of where we come from, trapped inside layers of tradition, hot away, internal, inward, Spanish Inquisition.
Something I might not find new. Stories may be stronger. Ones that recompose foregone conclusions, oblivious to alternative options, cause x equals 2 even though we don't know why.
Something I'm not finding. Stories may be strong, ones that I'm not unwinding, bells potentially unwrung. We'll be right back.
cruising altitude. I uncross my middle and index fingers and watch them mingle my turbulence and solitude. Underneath my helmet, the taste of my detox lingers. There's something new I'm finding, something new I'm unwinding. The feeling unknowing is growing. There's something new I'm finding, there's something new I'm unwinding. The feeling unknowing is growing.
Thank you for choosing Michigan Murders and Music. Please rate the show wherever you listen. Michigan Murders and Music is produced by The Boots. Episodes are researched and written by Your Highness. Edited by Your Highness. Views and opinions are the sole stupidity of us and us alone. Don't blame others, please. Listening to this podcast could quite possibly cause major problems to your earballs and definitely will mess up your kids. Permission has been given to us by the bands, and we purchase our music on Bandcamp.com. Support your local music scene and all local music scenes.